welcome back, Golden Hawks, to After Class. I'm your Friday host, Sam, and I'm here with my significantly less special guest at this point, Dylan.
Hi, guys.
He doesn't get special guest anymore. He's been here. This is his
third
time.
Ridiculous.
This is your third time here.
Hey, wait, I'm turning off the lights.
Okay. Okay. Dylan's always like, the lights are too bright. The lights are too bright. So he has to turn the lights down. It can't be dark. Okay, whatever. Couldn't have done this
They're
before.
Better now.
Couldn't have done this before we started.
Well, I realize now.
Okay. Anyway, I brought one topic to the table to actually talk about today.
I brought no topics. I brought one.
So we're just spitballing, kind of. Okay. My topic is how movies and shows are filmed. And this is because the newest season episode of Stranger Things came out today or yesterday. And so I remember when season one and two were good. Can you put your phone down?
I'm asking the people if they're listening.
Anyway, I remember when season one and two were like good. Mm-hmm. And I remember season three is like all nostalgic, whatever. And so I was seeing clips of season five. We're on now five. On Twitter,
which by the way it's giving like there's some clips that are giving Ginny and Georgia
worse like so much worse. But I was seeing clips and I was like, why does it like visually like look so weird? Like I'm watching it and it's like, you know, I mean, like I got like a 65 in grade 9 tech. Like I don't know about computers, I don't know about like cameras or anything. Somebody pointed this out in like the comment section of a Twitter like page. Like it was like they post this on every fucking thing. They're filmed like centered focused. I don't know how to say it, but they're all in there. All the main characters, whatever's happening on screen is in the center of the frame so that they can be clipped for TikToks.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. And I saw someone put like lines over it, like once again on Twitter, formerly Twitter, now X.
We're going to say Twitter.
We're going to call it
when
Twitter.
When we say Twitter, we're talking about X.
We're talking about Twitter. Yeah. But they put like lines over the middle to show like how wide a phone screen is. Every single thing that's happening fits in that line. It's so they can be clipped for TikTok.
But that's like ridiculous because like
so stupid.
Like Stranger Things itself is going to lose money by being clipped for TikTok.
Yeah, but it's like I don't even know. I just remember when the show was good and the budget got better and now it's bad.
I think that's like
that's how that goes.
That's
with
pretty like
with Netflix. I feel like
especially. For Netflix, Netflix isn't really producing anything that's like over the top good. But also, no. I feel like we're not getting as many good movies now
ever.
Because it's all AI slop.
Oh my god, everything's AI.
Everything is AI slop.
Everything is AI. Everything's fake. I don't know, but about like the good movies thing, I feel like that's why like because I remember season one being good, and I'm not like crazy. Like I'm seeing other people talk about this on TikTok, on Instagram, like. And everything like season one was good. Like I'm seeing like clips back of it again. It had that like horror vibe. They really nailed like the small town. Like,
it also felt like we were in like the '80s.
They nailed the aesthetic really good. By the time we got to season three, they started to kind of like characterize it a bit.
Season three was really good. I have not watched past season three because I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared it's gonna ruin it for me.
I watched season four and I couldn't tell you a single thing that happened. But I mean like season three, like it was still really good. Mm-hmm. Especially like nostalgic. Like I was 12 watching it. Like everything you watch when you're 12 is good. That's how that works. And it was just like the time and it was 2019, like whatever. But like even that was starting to get a bit much with like the weird like Russian subplot thing.
I don't understand what happened. Like I could not tell you what happened with that storyline.
In season four. I watched it. I remember the biggest thing I remember, and this was really like when I found this out, I was shocked. It was one of the, like, you wouldn't know this, but there was, like, a scene where they're fighting somebody. No, it wasn't. They were fighting, like, the Demogorgons or whatever they're called. And they're in, I think, Russia or Siberia or something.
How the fuck did they get there?
They're in, like, the Russian subplot, okay? This is what's happening.
So is this Hopper or who's
I don't know. I'm just recounting it based on, like, this controversy I'm about to talk about. And what it was, like, the prison that they were filming in was, like, some kind of, like, actual real life like prisoner of war camp. It was something like that in like Lithuania.
Oh,
I'm not even like okay. You're trying to take over the mantle because like I need to actually.
I don't really have like much to say about it. Like
About Netflix. Talk about whatever your heart desires.
Netflix is shit. That's all I've got to say. Netflix has gone down like so much because it started. Like its whole thing was like, oh, like cable gives you so much ads, and then they decided to put ads on.
Yeah.
Even though you're paying, they're like, oh, you have to pay for premium.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about, actually?
They used, in 2022, the Russian scenes were filmed. This is from ABC.net. Were filmed in a former Lithuanian prison that was used by Nazis during the Holocaust.
Holy shit.
That was the thing with it, yeah.
Why the hell would they use that? That seems, like, not okay to use.
No, it's so insane. Like, but yeah, just about the, like, thing. And how about how I remember, like, when my family first got Netflix in, like, 2018, everything was on there. You could watch anything you want on Netflix. And then they've balkanized. They've recabled themselves. Now you have to have 1,000 subscriptions, and it's just cable again.
Yeah.
Only one I'd ever pay for is AMC. Shout out Interview with the Vampire.
I don't think I'd pay for anything. I can't even lie. I'm a proud pirater.
Me too.
It's either, like, I'm mooching off my friends whose parents are fucking stupid and, like, buy, like, all the stupidest like subscriptions.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah, the only one I would pay for would be AMC because I just love it.
Like, you know what's ridiculous?
I pirate.
What? Crunchyroll.
Oh my god.
Please. I can pirate literally anything on there.
I didn't even
and
know.
More.
In like 2020 when I started watching anime, because I was on that bandwagon. I don't care. I was a hater before and then I was a lover after. Don't care. But I didn't even know there were anime streaming sites. I thought, I was like, damn, that's crazy how they publish everything to 123 anime. No idea Crunchyroll
was
a thing.
I didn't know what Crunchyroll was either.
No, I was like, okay, that's crazy how some of them are on Netflix and the rest of them, you just have to get that on anime.net. Like
I think, who was it that put me on? I think Noah definitely put me on to some of like...
Shout out Noah.
Noah's
brother
my
Noah.
Little brother. Brother Noah. He put me on to like a couple. He found me like stuff to watch like South Park on and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, I love
that.
South Park.
And then... I think it was also my friend Toby. He put me on a lot of different things to like watch.
That reminded me of what are those things called? Those old like creepypastas. Do you remember those?
Tiki Toby.
Tiki Toby. Were you ever into those? Oh, you know who I fucked with heavy? He's checking his phone right now.
Yeah, I just got like the biggest fucking text I've ever seen in my life. I have a midterm tomorrow that I have not studied for.
Okay, well, that's actually not.
Shout out philosophy.
That doesn't have anything to do with Ben Drowned, which I'm about to talk
Bend
about.
Ben Drowned!
Thank you!
Oh my god!
Yeah! Like, oh I god. Have topics, guys. I have
Tiki
stuff
Toby,
to
Ben Drowned.
Eyeless Jack.
Oh, Eyeless Jack.
Oh, that got me.
You know what? Slenderman used to like scare the absolute fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like genuinely I used to be so scared because I grew up like in the middle of a forest.
Yeah.
And like in Ottawa it was in like a forest. It was like a suburban.
Let's drop your address and postal code.
I don't live. My little brother still lives there.
Yeah,
so
that's why I was like.
Can't drop the address. But yeah. It's in a forest and I used to be so fucking scared that Slenderman was actually out there in the forest. Because like my bedroom window looked out into the forest, and I'm like,
"You're gonna look out there." And
I was
see
like,
him.
"Fuck! I'm gonna have to find like the seven fucking pages." Is it seven?
Find my pages.
Is it seven?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then my dad had to do a deep dive on Slenderman and
to see why you were scared.
No, and tell me where it came from. Okay, I
no,
can't hear
good.
Myself at all now.
Sorry, I just clicked a button. Oh my god, I can still hear you.
I could not hear myself. Okay. I was mudded.
Am I mudded?
Am I mudded, guys?
Oh, I was going to say something. Slender- oh my god, yeah. That's where that comes from. Reading like creepypastas as a kid. Because Dylan always gets on my ass about this, but sometimes like we'll be in a room or something. We'll be going into like one of our dorms.
Oh my god,
dark.
This pisses me off. So goes, what if there's a man in your room? Hey.
And I don't do that to
And
me.
Look at that fucking sorry, there's a picture that's scaring the shit out of me there too.
Which one, that one?
Oh, well, the only one that's terrifying.
Anyway, and that's like, that's not even me being funny. It's from reading too many like creepypastas as a kid that like now I'm scared to look out the window at night because what if there's somebody there? Like, what can I do about that? Genuinely.
Honestly. Oh. Like, I, yeah, what would you, okay, let's brainstorm.
Okay.
What are you doing if, like, it's, you live in a bungalow, let's say, like, you open up, like, the blinds or you're closing the blinds and you see someone standing in the window outside. What are you doing?
I need more details. Like, okay.
Like, what?
Okay. Are they, like, in my backyard or something?
Yeah.
Do they have, like, a gun?
You don't.
I don't know.
We don't have time to look at this.
And like, this is a man?
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
And this is a man? Terrified.
Terrified.
But I feel like.
If it's a woman, I'm opening the door.
No, you know what I was thinking about? I think, like, okay. I think physically, men are scarier. Psychologically, women are 10 times scarier.
No, for
like,
sure.
You know, like. Like all those like myths or like horror stories, like they're always women because women are so much scarier on a psychological
that
level.
That means smarter, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
I'd be scared if it's a man because a lot of them are just weird. I pray for the day they make a man that's normal, like just in general.
What about me?
No.
I don't make the cut.
No.
Why?
None of my guy friends make the cut for being normal either. I'm just waiting.
Like what do you have to do to be normal?
I don't know. But when I find a man who's normal, I'll let you know.
Is it because I have interests?
Yeah, that would do it.
My interests make me not normal?
It's because you're 5'5".
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
True. No,
and you know what? Usually shorter guys are nicer.
It's because they know how they have to like be interesting. That's
shorter guys have to be interesting. We don't get away with things.
No, but that's beautiful, genuinely. Like, yeah. I love that. Oh, about the thing. Okay. Do I have my phone? Because I feel like I always, I always have my phone. I'm calling the police.
What if, oh my God, though.
Ew.
It's actually scaring the shit. You know what we should do next time? We should We should
like this is his show.
Okay. Oh my god, I would actually like to show you. I wish I had like call records of Sam calling me. Are you coming to the radio tonight? Are you coming to the radio tonight?
Yeah, because it's cold as hell. I didn't want to make the walk alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what should we do next time?
We should get like scary stories that we read.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like that's so fun.
But genuinely, like I'd have to call the police.
We should do like a Christmas theme, like horror stuff.
Right.
Holiday theme.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's got it on Reddit. There has to be like scary stories.
Oh, I follow this one on Reddit. I'm a Redditor, guys. Sorry. Like, I don't know. I follow this one. Like, they post like the scary story things.
Ooh.
What?
My ankle really hurts.
Oh. They posted like these scary story things. I don't know why it's showing up that we're really quiet, but we're not. Okay. They posted this one like scary story thing, and it was like,
I'll ask Zoe if we're quiet.
Because I feel like
I can't hear anything when you're doing this.
Okay, I'm trying to like make it better. Oh my god. Anyway, and they post really good stories. That's where I'm going with this. I feel like it's really quiet.
I'm asking the people right now. I'm asking the viewers.
I think I fixed it.
She's not even listening. She said no. It's better now. You did fix it.
I did fix it. Thank you.
Wow.
Because
Sam
I'm a tech genius, guys. That's okay. The editor will fix it. I don't know who the editor is, but shout out editor.
Shout out editor.
I know somebody edits it.
Shout out for watching this. In the future.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Well, that's it for us, guys. The 11 minutes.
We pack it up from here.
But genuinely, like, that's one of my biggest fears is that I look out the window at night and there's somebody there. And that's, like, I don't even do that to be silly when I say, like, when we're hanging out, I'm like, oh my god, imagine, what if we open the door and there's a person there? That's genuinely what I think. Like,
I would scare, like, I actually would have to kill myself.
And the reason I say that, I'm not going to say that, never mind. Yeah.
I like honestly like it, imagine like he starts like banging on the window. Oh, he starts banging on the window. We're trying to get in.
Ew. And he was what's that Caleb Huron quote? And he's 15 in the double wide. That's how I'd feel.
What?
Never mind. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Never mind. Whatever.
Nobody
understands my genius.
That would be like so scary. Like I actually like there would be no other like. It's the same for a zombie apocalypse. If a zombie apocalypse happens.
I'm done.
I'm not waiting to fucking be eaten. Like I'm going out on my own terms.
Okay, here's my thing though. I feel like I would do okay. However, I just don't think I'd be motivated enough to care. Like realistically, okay, the world's gone to shit and everybody's a zombie. Like, what stake do I have in this? There's no dog in the fight.
Yeah, you also like eating would not be fun for you. Like you would not enjoy.
No, actually I saw a tweet about this. Shout out Twitter. That was like if there's ever an apocalypse and everybody's like raiding the grocery stores, go to the chocolate aisle because it's like so calorically dense. You eat like
but there's like nothing there.
Okay, I don't care about that. That's not real. Macronutrients are not real.
Right.
But like, do you know those like stuffed like Aero bars?
Yeah.
One of those is like 900 calories, but you eat two of those a day, that's maintenance. You're good. So you just get as many chocolate bars as you can.
Yeah, but you're not full. That's the issue.
Well, I don't care. Like, realistically,
so what?
I'm
you're
not gonna
but you're maintaining fat for what now?
To live? I don't know. I don't. My thing is, I don't care. I don't have a dog in this fight. Like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, like I'm gonna be dead. Like, I don't care.
I'm just like.
Oh, and I also saw someone else saying like, because okay, eventually like gas will go bad and we'll stop like making new gas.
Yeah.
You just gotta like ride your bike. But someone was saying that like if you ride your bike, like even though like okay, it's like it takes.
I need a horse.
Oh my god! Like oh my god!
Get me a horse,
Mr. Pedantics over here. Like actually, don't piss me off.
Get me a horse for the apocalypse. I'm good.
Get you a horse, but like okay, realistically, like okay, you're in your house. The apocalypse starts. Like your car's gonna run out of gas. Gas is gonna start going bad. Like yeah. This, that, and the other. Walking like. Okay, obviously we're stamina predators. Like that's how humans evolved. Walking is efficient for us, but like long term, it's not efficient. Like distance wise, you ride your bike.
Yeah,
everybody's saying that. Ride your bike. Everybody's saying this.
Everyone.
Streets are saying.
But then,
ride
what
your
if
bike.
It? What if it starts in the winter?
Die. There's never going to be anything that's going to motivate me to like power through that. The apocalypse in the winter.
You know what though?
Sage, that would motivate me.
You know, Noah.
Yeah.
You know what though? Like it would probably benefit, like it would work out better for us because
they'd freeze.
Yeah. Zombies would not be able to move. They shouldn't even be able to move realistically. Like if we really think about it,
they'd have like a couple days max.
They'd, if that, like, yeah. I don't know how, like they're like, if zombies were real, their clothes would not be on. They would lose so much weight. They yeah. like, they would have like shit and piss literally fucking everywhere.
Oh my God. The apocalypse would stink.
I can't hear myself speak at all.
I can hear you speak.
But I can't hear
Nobody
myself.
Nobody cares if you can hear yourself.
Can I hear myself a little bit, please?
Can you hear yourself now? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm farting around with the soundboard.
Yeah.
the zombie apocalypse. Like genuinely, that would smell so bad. That would smell terrible. Yeah. Like, terrible.
That'd be, like, truly so bad.
Yeah. I'm just trying to.
Oh, my God.
What number am I? What number?
Three.
I'm just, I have sensitive ears, guys.
I don't. I can't. I would like it to be louder for my ears.
Okay. 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 How's this?
Is that one?
This is me. This is me.
Okay.
Okay. We're fine. That's fine.
Can you turn mine up? Oh, my God. God forbid I ask.
Yeah. God forbid. Because men can't have anything.
Well, now I can hear myself and I like it. Okay. So I'm happy. Okay. I'm pleased.
Man likes to hear himself talk. Who's surprised? I say as if I'm not like the biggest like speaker ever. I love talking. You don't,
I thought I was a yapper. And then I met you and I knew I met my match.
Guys, we're yapped out. Like, we just talk.
Well, like, some days I'll just like, I'll have like a really long day and I'll go hang out with Sam after. Because I enjoy hanging out with Sam.
Chat clip that?
Don't clip that, guys. I don't want that on my record. But sometimes Sam's in a real chatty mood and I'm not. I'm done. Like, I'm done for the day.
Yeah, I know.
And I have to go nonverbal and then I get yelled at.
Well, and that's the thing about me. I'll always yell at a man.
Oh, my God. Some days it's not the right day to... Like, yeah. Today, I've been...
I know. I could tell because we were walking together and I was trying to be silly and he was just not having it. And then we were in here like before setting up and he was going to like... And I was like, okay, like, go set your lights up. And he was like, oh, like, you're being nice today. I was like, yeah, because you're in a pissy mood. Like, I can tell you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, I've just had like a really long day.
Yeah.
It's been like... I faced a fear today, guys. I'm very scared of procedures. I'm like, my biggest phobia is like medical things.
Yeah.
And I went to my first ever... like procedure all alone. It wasn't even a procedure.
You don't have to be like cryptic about
well,
it.
Well, I didn't want to say procedure. Well, because like, yeah, I don't want to say dentist all alone. I go to the dentist it's just alone like all the time. Yeah, stuff, yeah, yeah. Like, I go to doctor's appointments, but I've never done like something that's where they're like
digging in your mouth.
Yeah, doing something. Like,
digging in your mouth.
So I got a cavity filled today.
Yeah.
And
no, he got a leg cut off.
Yeah.
That's why he was scared. Gone. That's why he was scared.
Zoe was explaining to me, you know, on TikTok, those like stupid fucking like, it's like these like they're like small like soap operas, but they make like zero sense. It's like the CEO's daughter.
Oh,
comes
my
back.
God, yeah. And you only ever see like one episode, yes. Randomly, but there's 150.
Zoe was explaining one to me today, and it was this girl who got sent away to boarding school, and they abused her so bad at boarding school that they ripped off her arm, and they ripped her arm off. Yes, and her family didn't even bat an eye until a surgeon looked at her arm and was like, "This wasn't a clean cut. This was ripped off."
But also, the family wouldn't care if she came back with an amputated arm, even if it was.
I don't know what excuse she used.
I can't even lie. I watched one once on the TikTok series.
I did too.
I watched one once. It was 138 parts. How the time flies. Well, I had it in 2x speed because I'm a attention span.
Oh,
DM.
My God. Sometimes we'll be in Sam's dorm. And when it comes time to like eat, Sam likes to go nonverbal.
I do this in the dining hall too.
Yeah. Honestly, next time I'm in the dining hall, I'm putting in my fucking my AirPods and I'm watching YouTube. Like, wait, you're not talking to me.
Well, what if I have something to say?
You don't. You'll turn around. You'll turn your phone around to show me a tweet and then turn it back around and don't talk to me for the next 20 minutes. or if you do talk, you go, it's so gross. This is so, the food's so bad.
Yeah, it is bad. You can't disagree with
me. It's disgusting, but I learned to suck it up.
I didn't. It's disgusting. I'm picky. I don't care. I'll admit it.
I'm not picky.
I'm picky.
I'm like...
Yeah, but okay, God forbid I need Twitter time while I eat. Like,
God forbid I need YouTube time while I eat.
No, you don't need that. Men need nothing. I just need Twitter time. I need phone time. I just love the action of scrolling. I just want to scroll. They don't tell you this.
They don't tell you that, but...
Chad, can we clip that? Because they don't tell you this, and they'll just admit it.
Oh no, but Sam will be sitting there. Oh yeah, and it'll be the fucking Reddit stories on like 2x speed for like actually 15
not
minutes
not in the
straight.
Dining hall
this is in the dorm.
Yeah, I have decorum, but like
I don't really have decorum in the dining hall. Sometimes I just put my my TikTok on
and nobody
on
will care either.
Yeah, because no one gives a fuck. I don't care.
Yeah, but okay, like I just need my TikTok story time. Like I need scaling stories on TikTok.
I don't have enough patience to sit.
Well, that's
it.
Why it's in 2x speed.
But I was watching Backroom Things today.
We love the Backrooms. Let's talk about the Backrooms.
I watched it. Oh my God, Noah loves the Backrooms.
We don't.
Too.
Okay, Dylan and I don't play with the Backrooms. Actually, we do.
Or
play
he
about
used
it.
To. I don't know if Noah still does. Noah, do you still like? He's listening right now.
He's not. He lied.
Well, I'll test him then tomorrow.
Yeah.
He better be listening.
Anyway, back rooms. We do play with the back rooms, actually, because
we do play on Roblox.
We
the
do
back
play
rooms.
On Roblox. We play Meg something, something.
Reality. It's.
Oh, yeah. Alternate reality? No.
I don't know. We play- M would know. I know M's listening.
M, what's it called?
M, M, call in, phone in, phone in, and let us
phone
know.
Phone in. But yeah, so I started playing this game with my friend.
I think it's Endless Reality.
It's Endless Reality. I just googled it.
M wasn't quick enough.
M wasn't quick enough. I started playing this game with my two like my besties.
M and M.
Yes, my online friends. And I just got addicted to it. And basically, like, what the game is like, you know how there's different levels of the back rooms. Mm-hmm. What the game is that you like work for this like company that goes out and, like.
Also, hey, it's 100% fatality rate. Imagine clocking into a job with 100% fatality rate.
Like, genuinely, it is, because we die like every other job. Like, yeah. Genuinely. But, like, and you go through and it's like, oh, like, clean up bacteria stains, clean up miscellaneous objects, like, whatever. And you go to like, different levels in the back room. They don't pay you enough for that.
Sometimes you'll actually get fucking. Like, I can't say that.
You cannot say that.
you'll get killed. You'll get actually, like, it's horrible. You have like 5 party goers up your ass, and then you get like 5 cents.
Genuinely, like, there was this one time I was playing with my friend, and it was like the attic level or whatever. So it was like dark.
I
and
hate that one.
We're saying this like anyone else knows what we're talking about, but it was like a dark level, and there was like a ton of like creatures. There was entities. Not even kidding. $40.
And then like sometimes they'll actually just play with you and you'll die like the worst death possible and they'll give you 160.
Genuinely like hamster deaths.
Like, it's truly hamster deaths, guys. Like,
and I just recently discovered, because we were playing together, and like, so we have my MacBook, it's hot as hell.
Yeah,
because usually I play my gaming PC, but like, it's my MacBook, it's so
but
hot.
When it's in my dorm.
Yeah. And we were playing, and Dylan's character like died next to me or whatever, and I had my audio on. They have them scream.
Yeah, which I didn't just know that.
It, like, Dylan got taken out next to me, and he was like, ah!
And it wasn't even like a small takeout. Like, I had like 6 entities, like,
yeah,
up my ass.
And they were digging.
They were digging crazy style.
Yeah.
And it was really upsetting.
I just love backrooms lore, like, especially because we watched.
I think
it,
it's so interesting.
We watched like a YouTube video. That's what
we
this
watched
is.
A lot of YouTube videos.
We watched a lot. We watched the one big one though.
Yeah.
But I saw this one. I don't know if it was like it was on Twitter, obviously. That's like all I do. My screen time for Twitter is just insane. I love scrolling. And it was either like an artist who did this individually or it was like whatever it was. And it was like the idea of like a dinosaur in the back rooms where it's like, this has existed like before.
Yeah, I was literally watching that today.
Did you actually see it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a video?
Yeah, it's a video.
Guys, I just saw a screenshot. I didn't know this.
No. It's an hour and 15 minute video. And it's literally explaining all of it. And it, like,
is this different than the one we watched?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because we watched one.
Yes.
I know you can't remember. Guys, Dylan's the forgetler.
I am the forgetler.
That's okay.
It's, but I'm not with like
school.
With school or facts that my friends tell me. I remember everything that my friends tell me about their lives. It's just I can't remember interactions I have a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say something like that. Yeah. But yeah, the idea of like a dinosaur in the backrooms with the videos we were watching, like, I just love the backrooms. Like, it's just such a cool concept.
It is a really cool concept.
I wish I came up with that.
I wish it. Imagine it existed. Imagine no clipping. Imagine literally being at your job and then you no clip into like.
Thank God. I hate working.
To the bacteria.
Oh, the bacteria.
Bro, the bacteria.
And it's like,
the bacteria screams so loud, guys.
So loud.
Like, so, so loud.
And it genuinely digs.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you this.
And it's quick.
And it's quick. And it's huge.
I think out of any of them, which one?
The smile thing.
Which one would you want to deal with?
Oh, the clump. I'd kick it.
But I'd deal triplet.
Oh, triplet.
What is triplet's actual name?
It's like a stander, I think.
Oh.
There's a stander. And then angry standers where he has the crowbar in the one party goer level. Mm. We're saying this like anybody else was we're talking about.
Zoe does.
Zoe does.
M does.
M does.
Maybe Noah does.
Maybe Noah.
I don't think he does.
He'll have to get in on that.
Noah, you have to play Meg.
It's really fun. Okay, obviously besides Triplet, aka the stander, because he's chill, he just stands with you.
The violent entities. Like, which one?
The clump is pretty violent. Like,
clump though, he's like,
he just has hands and feet and he's like a mound of flesh. That's why he's called the clump.
I honestly think I'd rather do like I would deal with the hound because he's dumb as hell.
Oh, you know who I would deal with? The dueler.
Oh.
It's called a dueler. Dylan just has
to. A dueler.
The dueler. Because it's like a weeping angel mechanic. You just have to look at it.
Yeah, but then like,
so I wonder what the physics of that are. Like, what if I put like a security camera on it? Like, do you think that counts?
No.
Oh.
If we think about it in real life, I don't think like the dueler would. I think his range would be a lot further than what it is in game.
Like for seeing?
Yeah, I think if we turned a corner, he would start digging.
True, because in the game, like you can see him for a little bit, and then if you round a corner, then that's it. Like, it doesn't matter.
I would honestly, the hound is the dumbest one.
Yeah, the hound is really stupid. No, who's dumber though? Oh, you know who I would deal with? The angry smiler from Run for Your Life, because that's never gonna happen. I'll never be in a situation.
No, but you have to deal with it.
I have to. I'll run for my life then.
Why would you? You would not be able to run for that long and jump over all that shit.
You don't know what I can do.
I know what you can do because I know what I could do too.
Oh my god. I'm not picking the hound. Sorry, something about that just feels disgusting. He has these giant fucking feet and he flops around on the ground.
Him coming from 10 miles
his
away.
Size 15 LeBron, like, I don't even know what. He actually has, like, athlete feet. Like, he has giant, enormous feet. I'm going to get mad.
It's like a mix between, like, slapping the ground and genuinely, like horse hooves. Like, like, you know when he's coming. But he doesn't, like, does he scream? No.
No, he just gallops at you.
He gallops and then he'll stop and then look around and then keep going.
Which is really funny because it's like, oh my god, like, he's behind me, and then he just stops.
Yeah.
But he's ugly.
Yeah, he's hideous.
He's butt ugly.
Actually, no, you know, I know exactly which entity that's vicious.
Who?
That I want to deal with. The phone.
Oh my god,
you
yeah.
just don't pick it up.
There's one that's really like, you'll be walking around a level and then there's like a little like side table and there's a phone ringing on it and it deals like 20 damage.
When I first started playing, Sam got me with that. Sam's like, you have to pick up, like, it's gonna hurt you, but like, you have to.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you have to, like, it's part of the objective. I was just lying.
And I listened.
I love fibbing.
And I listened.
I love fibbing. Like, they don't tell you this. I don't lie that much though. The dead silence.
I'm trying to think.
I really don't. I just like to think.
I don't think I lie too much either.
That's not true.
I don't lie.
You just lied right there.
No. I don't even think you can list one time I lied. Yeah, that's the gaslighter special. You can't even think of anything. I've just wiped your brain.
I just made a face at him. I love gaslighting, actually. Oh my god, he's doing the stupid baby hand. He's reaching across for my chapstick.
Well, because I, God forbid I use my chapstick, I get fucking castrated.
He uses this one, okay, he uses a coconut one, which is like normal, but I just don't like how coconut smells. Or he uses this one that smells like strawberry farts.
It smells like strawberries and he's just being dramatic. It
smells like strawberries and butt. And I don't like...
I hate this one because it doesn't give enough.
Just squeeze it.
I don't want to be greedy and squeeze out all
of
it.
Okay, I don't care. I get mad instantly. If there's something about me, I'm going to get mad.
All the time. Like, it's actually, you know what? Sometimes I'm having a bad day and Sam's also, surprise, surprise, having a bad day. And it's just like, I can't. It's just like, I'll do something, I'm going to get mad, and automatically I'm 10 times more angry than Sam.
And then you get angry and then I get angry.
Yeah.
And then we have to fist fight, and I win every time.
I actually I sit there, I go on my phone for a bit.
Yeah, that's actually what happens.
That's actually how we just fix our moods.
Yeah, because sometimes you just need phone time.
Sometimes.
Stop touching stuff.
I'm literally touching the metal, nothing's going to happen.
You get electrocuted.
That'd be funny as hell.
Bro, I'd laugh my ass off.
No, you would not.
Yeah.
If I electrocute and I'm on the ground. I hit the golden Freddy pose.
Nate would come in. He'd help. I'd be laughing.
Do you think Nate would be able to help?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could help me after
I could.
I've been electrocuted.
I could. You don't know what I'm capable of. Stop doing that. He's just touching stuff and just making a mess. Like, oh my god.
You're acting like I'm like ripping apart the studio, bro. Yeah. I've took a microphone muff off a microphone that's not being used and put it right back on.
After I yelled. Because my yelling does stuff.
Yeah, don't say that.
What?
Actually, my yelling does stuff.
I do all sorts of stuff. You don't know. You don't know what I can do.
I think you need to stop talking. You're making it worse for yourself. You're just digging yourself deeper.
I'm not even really paying attention. I'm just kind of spitballing because I'm busy drawing triangles on a post-it note right now.
Guys, do you think I really have to study for this midterm? Be honest.
philosophy. Is that the really long one?
The 3-hour lecture I have to sit through? Yeah.
Oh my god, we have a 3-hour lecture next semester.
About also, guys, I want to go on a little rant about philosophy because I think it's dumb as hell. Like, I truly, okay, because the big thing is like, oh, you can't be wrong in philosophy, but then I have an opinion that's differing
and
from...
And then you get a 0%.
Yeah. What the hell's that about? I don't agree with what you're fucking saying right now.
I don't know. I don't have any strong thoughts on philosophy. We had to do it a little bit in my grade 12 religion class because I went to Catholic school. And I just can't. Like, I don't... My thing is, it's like, okay, I could come up with that too. That's something like, genuinely, yeah, I could come up with
like,
that too.
These are thoughts like... Sorry, I wasn't like
the seventh person alive.
Yeah, like
if I was Socrates, bro, I would have come up with all that and I would have made it better.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have jobs. They just sat around thinking all day. Maybe they did have jobs.
No, they didn't.
Did they not?
The like good, like the great thinkers of Greece, bro. They just went to school.
Oh,
they were scholars. That's all they did.
Okay, but what did their school pertain? Like, how much were they?
Well,
learning?
It was like Aristotle. Plato.
Socrates was the teacher of Plato,
and then Plato, Aristotle, right?
I don't know.
They knew each other somehow. Or they were contemporaries. I knew they knew each other somehow.
They knew each other in some capacity.
But that is also really funny that Socrates was like, he was doing the thing that like old people do now about like writing stuff down. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
He was like really anti-writing stuff down because he thought it was going to make people stupider.
Oh.
Good. He would love AI.
He would love it.
He would love ChatGPT.
Socrates low-key ate though with that one quote he has. Is it better to, what is it?
Is it better to speak or to die?
No.
That's Call Me By Your Name.
He goes... Okay, but I can't remember the exact quote.
He goes, dead silence.
I can't even remember the exact quote, but basically it was
you're
like...
You're fucking failing this midterm.
Socrates has nothing to do. We're looking at Plato and Aristotle.
If you know Socrates, you know Plato and Aristotle.
Not really.
Yeah.
No, because I don't know Socrates.
Oh, well, I mean, that's how I survived grade 12.
Oh.
Because I just knew Socrates. That's it.
Socrates was basically like, his whole thing was like, oh, I would rather die than not, like, be able... Like, the examined life is not... The unexamined life is not worth living or something like that.
All you have to do is know one of them and then know how to think and then you'll figure it out because they all were friends.
Well, no, not even because it's the philosophy of happiness. So it's not looking at their actual thoughts. It's looking at what they thought about what a flourishing life was, what the good life is.
Why did you take this?
I thought I would be happier.
Right.
It's actually done a number on my mental health and not a good one.
I'm really like, if you haven't picked up on it yet from this being the third time Dylan's been on, we're in the same program and we have a 7 to 9:50 p.m. intro to law. Intro to law on Wednesdays in the winter semester. When does time change? When does it spring?
Time change happened.
No, spring.
Oh, I have no fucking idea.
Because it might happen before we finish the semester and it's going to be dark the whole time. I'm Googling it. I'm looking. They don't know. Streets don't know.
The streets do not know.
Okay, we got almanac.com. I trust them.
Just ask AI.
I'm not doing that.
Bro, I'm about to get shot down by everyone who's anti-AI. I'm anti-AI too.
Yeah.
But I fear it's like so...
The second Sunday of March. I hate...
Like, just give me a date.
I hate... Bro, our Thanksgiving being this second Monday of October, don't piss me off.
Okay, but Americans, Thanksgiving being literally now? What the fuck are you doing?
It's like the third, is it the third Thursday?
Why is their Thanksgiving different?
Because they're Americans.
But like, why do they have to try and be special?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have less than a month left when time change happens. So we're going to be going to this 7 p.m. class in the dark every day. Because they're Americans, like, I don't know.
Americans actually piss me off.
Oh my God, so bad.
They
like,
piss
so
me
bad.
Off so bad. Because, like, I feel like with Canadians, like...
We're normal.
Politics aren't, like, that big of a thing at Thanksgiving. Like, if you bring up a political opinion, it's not like, oh, you're about to get fucking yelled at. But in America, oh my God, you bring up a wrong political opinion, the whole family's now fighting the whole time.
I just made a joke off mic because I didn't want to make that on mic. Yeah, genuinely... It was funny as hell, too.
It was.
Too bad you guys can't hear it.
I'll let Zoe know after.
Yeah. but I agree. It's really like America's very polarized. It's really scary.
Yeah.
It's so polarized.
I'm doing a research paper on why there's a rise of transphobia in America right now.
Mine's about Democratic backsliding in
America. And, well, it actually talks about Democratic backsliding because a key... Like when we're looking at democracies, it's actually proven that stronger democracies have better laws for like gay people.
Yeah.
Because it's just there's more empathy and more like just knowledge and education surrounding it. But like it's just America's done such a good job. And it's not even America. We can see it with the UK too. And it's starting to bleed into Canada.
Yeah.
They're doing such a good job at politicizing celebrities and mass media's like shoving out so much stuff that like I'm gonna get a little political here. I'm gonna talk about,
we said we weren't gonna talk politics, we're talking politics.
I told Sam it was not gonna be possible that we don't talk politics.
Political science major, like generally this is all we talk about.
But essentially, like obviously, like the roots of transphobia are like way, way back. Like we can trace it back like super, super far. But it's transphobia and homophobia is often tied with fascism and authoritarianism.
Because you look at Weimar Germany versus Nazi Germany, like
like in Germany, bro, like the Nazis burned down fucking everything. I know, but they burned down everything, and then we also see it in Latin America. And like all these things, and obviously, like Trump is not the most democratically friendly president that
allegedly
we've ever seen. Allegedly. But yeah, it's just like it's just because they keep pushing like this narrative. And what happened, like what really sparked it was, it was like these big think tanks. They were, it's actually Terry Schilling.
Write that down, guys.
He was like, what can we do to make trans people be the most hated people? And they decided what stuck, because surprise, surprise, Americans really like sports. They went, let's make this issue
about sports,
and say that trans women, which by the way, they don't focus on trans men, they focus on trans women. And when I say trans women, I mean assigned male at birth and transition to female. Yeah, they just focus on them, and they don't even take up 1% of sports in America.
Or like the population.
In population, they take up 1% of the American population. Trans people do.
Some of the, like, the regulations they're putting in place for, like, I don't know the exact terminology, but like sports, like almost like bureaus or whatever. Like,
yeah,
Some of the rules apply to like four people. Like, genuinely.
Yeah. It's so, they're making like the genuinely, okay, because I'm pretty sure, okay. The first bathroom ban in America, I'm pretty sure, I think it's North Carolina.
I'll Google it first. Okay, keep talking.
It's North Carolina, I'm pretty sure. I was going to say fam. Sam is fact checking it. But it was made, but they didn't even want it. Like, when North Carolinians were asked, like, do you have an issue with like trans people using the bathroom they identify with?
North Carolina in 2016.
Yeah.
In 2016.
In 2016, this is when it started. This was when it really, really did start in America.
Yeah.
It did not take off then. And even Donald Trump spoke against it.
He used to be really like pro-LGBTQ. Yeah.
He was like, I don't understand. Like, he was like, if they're using the bathroom, they go to the bathroom. Like, it's none of our business.
Because
like,
he wants to be a drag queen really bad. Allegedly.
Allegedly, he's gay.
Allegedly, he should have been a drag queen.
Same with Ron DeSantis.
Rhonda Sanctimonious.
Trump and also Ron DeSantis were like, oh yeah, like, why are we wasting our time looking at this? And then a year later, Trump was like, hey, actually, I'm not protecting trans youth in schools. Haha, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Tricked. No, but no one was making any issue out of the bathrooms. And then this stupid fucking governor was like, this is an issue. Let's bring it to the forefront. Yeah. And
the bill got passed, which is the crazy.
It was passed, but then North Carolina was completely boycotted.
Yeah.
And then Terry Schilling, he's a part of a think tank. I can't remember which think tank it was. He essentially went to, I don't even know the governor's name at the time, but the then governor of North Carolina.
Republican, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, let's strategize and see what we can do. And so that's where, like, for a couple years, they were trying to figure out how to, like, push blame on trans people because...
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
They always need a scapegoat.
They need a scapegoat of some kind.
Yeah.
And then they decided on the sports one because it actually started clicking. But also what they did was they're like, well, let's start our first like bills and stuff and these big things in states that cannot be boycotted.
Yeah.
And so that's why we see states like Texas and Florida being overfilled with it.
Especially Florida. It has Disney, bro.
Florida and Texas cannot be boycotted because what Sam said, Florida has Disney and Texas is a huge economic hub for America.
Yeah. Especially like agriculture and stuff too. Yeah.
So there's nothing that can be done. And honestly, like, it's going to get 10 times worse for trans people before it will get any better. And it's so, so devastatingly sad just because it's truly like, it's not a group of people who are harming anyone. And
like, at all.
We can even look at it like when any mass shooting happens.
Oh, they always have to pull that up.
They're like, trans people have done this. Between 2013 and now, I'm pretty sure this is not like 100%.
Six people, if that.
I think it's four.
Yeah.
Four trans and gender diverse people have been behind mass shootings. The bulk of it are cisgendered white males.
And they don't tell you this. Genuinely, they don't.
It's just, it's because it's mass uneducation.
Yeah.
And it's because they're getting away with it because trans people are such a low amount of the population.
Yeah.
That's why Democrats aren't doing anything about it either, because it's such a small subsection mm-hmm. of the population that it's not worth building their campaign on.
Yeah, but you could easily argue, like, that's what Dr. Basso said.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's probably, allegedly, part of the reason why Kamala lost the 2024 campaign, because she refused to take any strong standpoints on things like that.
Yeah.
But the only, like, decent thing I've heard recently come out of America in regards to that was the fact that they shot down the appeal for the gay marriage.
I was really, really happy.
I was really expecting it to get banned.
Yeah.
I really thought gay marriage was going to be, like, state by state again. Which is insane, and because that's what we were talking about. I saw a TikTok, but it was from like a news channel, about how there's kind of like two main, like a socio-political type like groups forming in the world right now.
Yeah,
and some of them are countries like France and Spain. The other ones are countries like Russia and America. Because we like Dylan and I were talking about this, that there was a campaign recently by some organization in South Africa to ban sex education in elementary schools for like young girls. We could get into why they want to ban that. That's a different conversation. But the main funding from this group was coming from, I want to say it was Russia, which is just insane. Because it's like, what business do you have in South America or South Africa? Oh, Dylan's writing. He's writing.
Because I didn't know if Sam was going to talk more.
No, I don't have too much. It's just like, it's insane to see like how a lot. And same thing. Now that the like Twitter like X update came out, and you can see where what country people are posting from. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that. Oh, I've been on that. But it's been like a big thing that a lot of like big like MAGA, like Republican American creators are foreign political actors. Most of the accounts are from South and Southeast Asia.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. And it kind of makes sense genuinely, actually, though.
Like, what stake do they have in it?
I'm getting there. Okay. Generally, okay, I don't know if they have an actual like dog in the fight, but like it makes sense because Twitter pays like nothing for like Twitter Blue or whatever. Nothing to us. Like currency conversion, the Canadian or American dollar of whatever like one of us would be making posting on Twitter Blue, like rage baiting for like quote tweets, it's like actually a lot of money in some countries because conversion rates. That's why allegedly these accounts are all from there. And then I don't know why they picked that to grift about, but like yeah that's what it is.
Well, it's because it gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say is, because Sam brought up the sex education and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously with my research paper, I'm looking into a lot of different things and a lot of like anything, truly anything that says anything about being trans, because there's not much.
They deleted the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, there's not much. It's very truly difficult to find. Oh,
now I have a point I want to write down.
But one of the things I was looking at was, this is not one of the things, this was a broad theme across my research, but the attack on trans people, it's not only an attack on trans people, it's an attack on women.
Oh,
it's an attack like on girls. It's an attack on black people. It's an attack on like it's truly a fully encompassing attack.
Yeah.
Because let me like word it like this for you guys. When America is passing legislation that is banning sex education and banning not only the LGBTQ aspects of it, but prime aspects of it that allow like women and girls to understand their body and what they're going through, when they erase that, what do you think it does for women and girls and their knowledge about their own body?
Ding, ding, ding. Teen pregnancy increases.
Ding, ding, ding. They're about to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, like, that's literally what it is.
It's truly these men who want to stay in it. It's surrounding. It's so male centered still. Politics are, I think, in my lifetime, are pretty much always going to be male centered. Like, it's very the strongman archetype.
Yeah,
like, even when it's not applied to like authoritarian regimes,
it's still popular. We see democracy.
We are seeing. I think, like, obviously, I was too young and not like conscious enough to understand like what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm very worried about where we're going as a world.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it truly, like, I, maybe it was better back then. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Perhaps Sam's dad can give us some insight on how it was, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I have no, like, it's truly, like, I think it's actually repulsive the way the world is functioning right now. Like, it's so sad.
And just for the topic, like, I wrote down, I want to say something about, when I said they're erasing, like, the word, like, transgender, is that in, on, like, I don't know the exact, like, terminology here, like, so bear with me on that, but, like, the United States government website, like, if you search, like, Control-F, any of their documents, anything like that, they're doing the woke language policing thing because they're erasing words. The word, or the, I guess, like, not really word, but DEI is gone, obviously. Mm-hmm. Transgender is gone. You know what's gone? Women. They don't talk, they don't say the word, like, woman in anything anymore. That's genuinely what it is. And I saw this, it was another, like, news thing. It was from a British news source, I think, about how, like, MAGA and all that, they're doing language policing again. They're doing the woke language policing thing just for them. And they're doing identity politics. It's, you know, it's such a hard time, like, navigating the world as a white man, like, that kind of, like, they're doing all the stuff that they were like, oh my god, woke people are doing this. They're doing that.
It's just ridiculous. Like, it's truly, like, I was even, I clicked on a link, a hyperlink to U.S. Congress.
Yeah,
these documents should not be being deleted. U.S. Congress. Yeah. Every, like, it should be transparent. That's how you have a good government system. Shout out Anderson for teaching us that we need,
you shouldn't be deleting,
we need
documents.
Full transparency. You should, in a democracy, ideally you have full transparency into what your government's doing, because it's a democracy. Do you want to know what democracy means? Demos.
Yeah, people.
The people.
Yeah.
Like,
where do you think demographic comes from? Like, it's about us.
It's the people. But it's, I clicked on this hyperlink because I'm like, oh, I want to go see this whatever source. Congress said about trans people.
Yeah.
Site not found.
Yep.
Oh, hey, like, actually, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they delete stuff all the time now. They're, like, doing the language policing thing. That's
how are you just stuff. Deleting shit?
I know, it's insane.
Like, I don't even think governments should be able to delete things where they've actually fucked up. I think they should keep their mistake up.
And then just say, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
They should do, like, the Bugs Preface Bunny it. The Bugs Bunny thing, where they're like, these reviews don't reflect cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they should do that.
Like, it's just, it's truly, like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's it makes me, like, I guess, like, I signed up for this, like, because
political science,
like, we're looking
but
at the,
like,
world.
The more and more
but
you find out, it's
the
like,
more
oh
I look
God.
At it, the more I understand all politicians suck.
Allegedly. we have to say that.
Allegedly, all politicians suck.
These are our viewpoints.
These are our viewpoints. They do not reflect Laurier at all. But it's just like, politicians suck. Yeah. Allegedly. Allegedly they all suck. There's allegedly you're not gonna find, like, a good politician.
Allegedly.
Like, yeah. It's just like, it's just so sad. Like, I didn't realize we were this doomed.
Oh, it's
bro.
So cooked. It's
we're
so
doomed.
Cooked.
Like, it's actually, like,
the Illuminati people were onto something. Like, it's just, it's
because I think about it, I sit there, I'm like, maybe I want to go into actual politics.
Nope.
And then I think, I go, I don't want to be a caricature. Like, I don't want to be a character for people. Like, because I think people really forget that politicians are humans.
Which is the craziest part, because sometimes, like, they don't act like it.
Like, politicians were in grade 5 once. Like, it's not like they just appeared. It's not like they spawned out of nowhere.
That's a really gross,
like,
thing to think about.
And they were born to do this job. Like, they're going to make mistakes. And it's like, obviously, if you're like you're ruling a state, like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
In any capacity. And, like, that's not me trying to, like, be like, oh, like, Trump's okay for what he's done, or Netanyahu's, like, chill because it's his first time on Earth, too.
It's
like,
his first time being alive. Yeah, he's, like, been prime minister for 1,000 years.
Bro.
We can't get into that.
We can't get into that. But, like, it's just, like, I don't understand. Like, we have to, it's the same with celebrities. I could do this.
Oh, my God.
It's, why do we develop these parasocial relationships?
Wait, can we talk about celebrities?
Yeah. Let's talk
Kim
about
Kardashian in law school.
Can I start with parasocial relationships?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand, and I'm just going to touch on politics, like, one last time with this, and, like, I'll tie it back to celebrities. But I don't understand why we create these parasocial relationships with these celebrities, characters, like, people, like, celebrities, just because, like, we think we know them. Like,
hey, that's not
they're putting on a, like, they're fully a character on TV. Like, we don't know these people in any capacity. And I don't, that's, like, a big thing. Like, obviously I was interested in the Epstein files, and there's actually a really cool website.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's called J-Mail, And it's
they organize it.
They organized Jeffrey Epstein's emails. Like, you could go through his emails.
You can like control F to find stuff.
It was really, it's very, very interesting. I went through the whole thing. But like the Jeffrey Epstein list, like I'm not surprised that I'm seeing celebrities that I like on there, because they're celebrities. Like they don't care about being great people. Like, some of them do. But it's not their, like, they're in a whole different life from us. Like, I'm sure
it's stuff we couldn't comprehend.
It's a completely different life. Like, let's say we were born in the fucking Kardashian family. I'm sure all of you guys would end up like doing whatever the Kardashians do.
And about the Kardashians, genuinely, like, complete pivot. I'm laughing my ass off that she thought she could take the bar.
I don't understand why Kim thought she could go to law school.
I saw somebody put it into perspective, bro. She graduated high school, or she went to high school in 1995, didn't do an undergrad, didn't go to law school. Have you ever, bro, watch Suits. That shit's realistic. You're putting people who have been the top of their class and the smartest in their school their whole lives in a room together. And it's, law school is an extremely competitive environment, like all this, that, and the next. You're putting the people who've been at the top of their class the past 22-ish years into a school, and even some of them struggle with it. What qualification do you have?
Honestly,
what?
That's why I'm not doing law.
Yeah,
because like, I'm smart. I know I'm very intelligent.
I'm just kidding.
I'm very intelligent. I was. Yeah. I've been top like for a lot of things.
I'm a top. Sorry, right. I'm drawing a flower right now, guys. But it's just such a competitive environment.
Yeah,
just,
which is why I don't want to do it. I'm like, I would rather like. I'd get so much more out of my life, and like, I would be so much happier doing something where it's like a 9 to 5.
Oh, I want a 9 to 5 so bad.
And I'm actually helping people.
I want a 9 to 5 so bad.
I want a 9 to 5 really bad.
Everybody acts like I'm crazy, and it's like, okay, I know that's like the death of creativity or whatever, but like,
bro, I can be creative the minute I get home at 5 p.m.
Yeah, it's like health insurance. Like, oh my God,
it's like I can raise kids.
Yeah.
I have a pension.
Oh yeah, Dylan and I, we have a plan for this.
We have a plan. If we're both single and kidless,
By 45,
we just have to get married.
And I get to name the daughter, and I get to pick the son's middle name, and then Dylan gets to pick the daughter's middle name and the son's first name.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yep.
We haven't planned.
Because, like, I feel like if
we're going to have bunk beds.
Yeah, we're going to have bunk beds that actually, like, because our kids can't know. Our kids can't know that their parents don't actually love each other like that.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to kiss.
No. Because I see.
We can just be like a very aromantic household.
No. We'll just say we don't like PDA.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's fine. Because that made me really scared. I got the feeling in my chest. I was like, oh my God.
No, but like, I don't want, like, I would feel bad if my kids were like, oh yeah, like our parents like don't love each other. Like,
but like, oh, well, they'll see us getting along.
Yeah, like, so we'll never fight. They'll just never see us.
Yeah.
Be romantic, right? That's okay.
That's okay. They're going to live with that.
They'll bring it up one day. Like, I haven't seen you.
And then we'll be like, so kids. Funny story.
Funny story. We actually met in university and we made this pact first year university.
They'll be like, oh my God, like, how did you guys meet? Oh, we met in university. We're in the same program. Oh, like, that's so cute. If we were both single at 45, we decided it had to get done.
Yep. Because I actually like, Sam and I have like similar morals, and then also all I want to do is be a dad.
Yeah.
Like,
Dylan's very dad coded.
I am.
Yeah.
It's just, I like, and you know, Noah, my little brother. Oh, that's beautiful.
I drew a flower.
My little brother truly, like, I feel like that's where I gained like my paternal instincts. Cause like most of my childhood, it was me like taking care of him. So, like, I truly do feel paternal towards him. Like, and he does cadets, guys. Oh. Guys, okay, I'm going to go on a little. This is like when parents are like, look at my picture of my son. Like,
Baba.
It's he does cadets, guys. And I don't know if he's still listening. Probably not. He said he's going to go to bed at 10:30.
So
yeah, he's probably sleeping now.
Your Noah rant has to be less than
but
6 minutes.
He's just like, I actually like, this is how parents talk about their kids. But he's just
he's genuinely tearing up right now.
Like, he's just so beautiful. Like, he's just like, it's just, he's such a kind, like, soul. And he does cadets. And like, I see him like, in these like pictures dressed up in his old cadet like uniform, and it's so heartwarming, because it's like I watched him grow up. Yeah. And I want to watch that happen with like a kid. But I think before I'm like ever a dad, like I've said this before, like I'm always going to be an older brother.
Yeah,
like there's I actually like I would probably murk Sam
what?
Crazy style
hello
if it was like oh like you have to like this is if you ever die, bro, I'm gonna be the first suspect. I would if it was like oh like bludgeon Sam or like save Noah, You're getting bludgeoned.
Yo, what the hell, guys?
But it's just like I would do anything for him.
Yeah.
Like, I would ruin my future so he could have a future in 0.2 seconds.
That's how you know I'm an only child, because the closest I feel about this is like how I feel about my cat Sage. Oh, my Bubba. I love Sage.
Bubba, your sageness.
My sageness. I love
I get to meet Sage, guys.
Yeah, Dylan gets to meet Sage on the 17th.
The fattest cat in the world.
She's not even that fat.
The fattest fucking cat in the world.
She's normal size.
She's fat as fuck, and I know because she sits like a human, and I can see her little fat rolls, right? She's fat as hell.
She's not that fat.
I don't know what your parents are feeding that cat.
Bro, everything. My mom feeds her literally everything. She's not.
Well, clearly you were a culprit too, because when you got back, Sage was a little thinner. So what have you been feeding Sage?
Nothing.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie, bro. That's a lie. I know it's a lie because she always tries to eat my food and I say no. So she's not getting any of my
plate.
I've
seen the videos where you tease her, bro.
I just like to let her smell things. I think that's really important for a cat. She has to smell stuff.
Bro, she thinks you're trying to feed her and then you rip it away from her and this fat fucking cat doesn't understand it, bro.
She understands all.
She does not understand this.
She understands everything.
She understands greed and gluttony.
Like you don't. Don't get me started.
We should not go there, because half the time when you're like, let's get a snack, I go, I don't want a snack.
Oh my god, because he's Mr. Anorexia. This is when I get so mad at Dylan. Genuinely,
my stomach hurts, or I'm not
hungry. I'm generally gonna mute him.
Okay.
This is where I get really mad. It's like, well, we hang out, and keep in mind we've eaten like 5 hours before, and god forbid I'm 5'11 and I get a little peckish because my BMR is higher, and so I go, Dylan, can we go down to the vending machine, can we order something, like, I'm not hungry. And that's when he's Mr. Anorexia and I get really, really, really mad.
Okay, well, guys, I'm 5'5".
Like, oh my god, nobody
I'm
cares.
I'm 5'5 and I don't need as much food to keep my body going.
Nobody cares. Like, nobody cares. I'm getting genuinely mad, like, thinking about it. And I am going to drag him to 7-Eleven after this because I need a sweet treat.
It's okay. I have a banana Milona waiting at Zoe's dorm, which I'm really excited about.
Banana.
And will I study? Probably not. I'll probably study tomorrow morning.
I'm really excited for you to get like a C- on this.
Call this it barbecue is what chicken. I did last night. Or not last night, last time.
How'd you do?
84%.
Oh, wait, well, that's fine.
Philosophy is just thinking. Like, it's just, yeah, you read the questions, you're like, okay, that one sounds like the best thinking. Like, that sounds like what he wants me to say.
That's what I was doing in psych, Loki. Can you tell him about your barbecue chicken TikTok?
Oh my god. Okay, so psych. How much time do I have left? Okay, I'll explain this to you guys really quick.
3 minutes.
Psych, I'm really bad with science, really bad with math.
Yeah.
I was unaware that this psych was mainly neuroscience.
Okay, not mainly.
It's
like half.
Mainly.
Like half.
Sleep is still neuroscience.
True, it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't, it doesn't make any sense. Bro, fatal waves, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, true.
I also don't go to this class, by the way.
We don't go to this class, but for good reason, because he just reads off the textbook.
Yeah. Do I read the textbook? No.
I make notes on it sometimes.
I take Sam's notes.
Don't piss me off, because we'll be in a lecture hall, we'll be sitting there together. I see someone come on my doc, copy paste my stuff, and then leave. And I look over and Dylan's sitting there with this cheeky ass smile because he doesn't want to fucking format his own notes. And so he stole.
I take my own notes, I just take the rough copy format.
Because I'm the one who writes stuff down from the slide, because he doesn't. Dylan uses my note format now because he doesn't want to change it after he copy paste it. You look at Dylan's notes, they look like my notes because he copy pasted them.
But the thoughts in between the notes are mine.
Nobody gaff.
Anywho, psych is not my strong suit. And my first midterm, I got a C+. Second one, it's barbecue chicken from here. I got a B-.
Woo!
We are always up, always look at the bright side of things.
I got almost the exact same thing both times. I got a 29 out of 35 the first one. I got 29 out of 36 the second one.
I need you Bluetoothed in my head when I'm doing these exams.
I just know stuff.
I just don't know this shit.
Pop Base on Twitter says Kim Kardashian learned that she has, quote, low brain activity in her frontal lobe while getting scanned.
We have a minute left.
I just have to get that out there, because
I also just want to let you know that I'm not fucking stupid. I have much better grades. Not much better. I have better grades in politics than Sam does.
Yeah, but mine aren't like low either.
Yeah,
like,
they're not low.
We're both smart.
I'm just not science math smart.
Yeah, I have an 85 in one politics class and an 88 in the other. Like, I'm not bad.
I have an 88 and an 87.
Yeah.
And
we're fun.
Yeah. And an 84 in philosophy and an 81 in crit.
Yeah. I have an 80, 84, 85.
Okay, how much time do we have left?
I'm on the clock. I'm literally opening the clock right now. I can see it. Dylan's stressing me right now.
Because it's stressing me out.
20 seconds, you're fine.
Oh, 20 seconds, guys.
We can talk for 20 seconds.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Okay, there's still 15 seconds.
We were going to play the Charlie Kirk song, but then Sam didn't want to today, but we'll do that next week as a little Christmas special. Because I really want to play that for you guys. Because I feel like Sam needs to hear that.
Thank you guys for tuning in, Golden Hawks. Love you all. Bye.
Bye.